And next up, we have Dr. Julian Cooney. Besides being one of the principal people in the AFGJ's Eco Solidarity Project and a member of the Nidhi Nuni Alliance, Julian is a professor of religious studies and classics and affiliate faculty in Latin American studies, in Middle Eastern and North African studies, and in international studies. Dr. Julian Cooney.
Hotep, salam alaikum, yahte. Greetings to everybody. And I'm going to, I also have a problem with my throat. Maybe the spirits didn't want me to speak tonight for some reason. But I'd like to share a few comments with you. They're going to be concrete in some sense. Because I think we are living at a very crucial time. It is very, very important that we have these kinds of gatherings, not only here in Chukchan and in Tel Abyayala and Tel Island, but around the world, because we have a crisis where the very future of life on this Mother Earth, Mother Tierra, is at stake. So firstly, I've entitled my comment, Stop the Genocide of All Life and the Ongoing Colonial Wars Against the Mother Earth. We firstly need to pay tribute to our dear Mother Earth for all that she has done to enable us to be here. That is part of my practice every morning, to stand on her, to bow to her, to honor her. She, in fact, is our real mother, who continues to be raped and ripped apart, as even while we sat at the university cafeteria with my brother Michael earlier today, we felt the tremors that Mother Earth is very much alive. There are earthquakes, there are volcanoes, there are floods, there are movements and tremors all over the Mother Earth. She's being pulverized by what I consider vampire cultures. When I say vampire, the empire is also has vampire characteristics in the sense that it has an insatiable lust for the destruction of people. And towards the end of my presentation, I will quote from one of our former national security advisors, which reinforces this and makes us realize how serious a world we're living in and how our very lives are under threat. This system has been going on for 2,000 years, the empire. Most intensified of the recent decade of the past five centuries of Columbus's legacy of genocide, especially against the indigenous peoples of the Mother Earth. I might add that all of us are indigenous by virtue of the fact that we are children of this Mother Earth. Even the peoples of Europe are indigenous. It's just that they have been forced and brainwashed and indoctrinated into rejecting healing with their own ancestors. When we say, as Hatalti Jones Benali from Black Mesa says, my mentor and teacher, we belong to the earth. The earth does not belong to us. One of my other elders, Mala Spotted Eagle Pope, says, he says, if you are fighting, always fight in defense of Mother Earth, never over what is hers, which is the state of our world today. We're all sitting on occupied land. Occupied land. Occupied Chukchan, sacred land of the indigenous people. We need to pay special tribute to the spirits that hover over this land, creation spirits, ancestral spirits. indenene yusin bekago ie hinan of our tono often relatives, of our indenene or Apache relatives on whose land we all squat, but who continue to live in communities that are decimated. If one has been to San Carlos to see, to understand the isolation, 80% unemployment, 70% unemployment, Pine Ridge, 90% unemployment. And then, of course, to face the situation right here in the frontera, the so-called border. Indigenous peoples precede the border, the United States-Mexico border. These borders did not exist. In fact, if you look at indigenous history, people traversed this continent all the way from Alaska in the north to Chile in the south. There were no borders. We say a world without borders. So we also say, no person is illegal. No person is illegal. Everyone is a child of this dear Mother Earth, Madre Tierra. Today we have repressive law enforcement agencies like the Border Patrol and Homeland Security that harass the original people of this land. And one of my elders also, Sister Ophelia Rivas, the traditional Otham elder, asks when she comes to Tucson, because she lives in Alishek, out there near Govu, near the so-called border. And she says, how is it that when I'm in Tucson, I don't get harassed within living within Tucson's metropolitan area? But when I go back to my home, I am constantly stopped at various border points and asked to tell them whether I am a Mexican or a United States citizen. And my response is, I am Otham. I precede the United States and Mexico, and you're sitting on my land. All of these repressive, tyrannical practices continue the pattern of systematic and systemic colonial violence and genocide that was witnessed with the spraying, for example, of 2,4-D. 2,4-D. Or Agent Orange, in the mountains surrounding the San Carlos Apache community in the 1950s. I don't know whether many of you know that. Before Agent Orange was used in Vietnam, it resulted in almost 2 million people being killed in Vietnam when the United States invaded and declared war against the peoples of Vietnam. Agent Orange was used in these mountains under the pretext of removing, quote, invasive species of plants and trees. The legacy of that today is seen in the poisoning of the water. The poisoning of the water that comes all the way from the north, from San Carlos, right here to Chuksan. We're drinking poisoned water. These poisonous and lethal chemicals have seeped into underground water tables, provoking an eruption of cases of cancer, unprecedented among members of the San Carlos Chiricahua Ne community. Even with this legacy of lethal attacks, the terror and exploitation of sacred ancestral lands continues unabated to this day, signifying the incorrigible and unconscionable nature of the colonialist, capitalist, and imperialist system. In essence, a destroyer system. A destroyer system. I mean, when you have genetically modified food, when you have pesticides being used on 80% of all corn, wheat, soy, cotton in this country, knowing that pesticides are the leading cause of cancer. The United States had 300,000 more people diagnosed with cancer last year. When you know that pesticides cause cancer, and then toxic vitiation of water poisoning causes cancer, why do the corporations continue to use those same substances? To add insult to injury, Resolution Copper Mining, a subsidiary of the largest mining companies in the world, Rio Tinto Zinc and BHP Billiton, are busy developing an underground copper mine near Superior, Arizona, coercing members of Congress and working to seduce members of the Apache Council with money and perks, always with money and materialism. Always with money and materialism, the favorite lethal weapons of colonial civilization. Such brings out the lowest and basest greedy and lascivious appetites of human beings. This is the heart of imperialism. Genocide, ecocide, destruction, annihilation, and perpetual wars that are designed to erase most of humanity. Not only humanity. When I say human beings, I don't just include us two-legged sitting in this room. We have the lizard people too. They talk with me. I listen to them. The four-leggeds, the birds, the insects, the plants, the trees, the forests, the mountains, the seas and rivers and waters are part of our human experience. They're part of who we are. As human beings, we are part of nature. We are nature. I am nature. You are nature. Nature is not out there in the woods, in the forest, as we've been led to believe. Who says? Are human beings above nature? Well, imperialism, capitalism, colonialism elevated human beings as arrogant creatures, supercilious, haughty, above the rest of nature. That is why Mother Earth is commodified. And that's why she is so angry, and that's why she is so hot. And I'll talk about her heat in a minute. And that's why we're seeing destruction. So today, we have the destruction of our relatives, because without them we cannot live. All for the benefit and satisfaction of the unquenchable lust for wealth and power among the world's tiny ruling class oligarchy. Or as Antonio Juhak says in her book, The Tyranny of Oil, oligarchy. Oligarchy. So, the sacredness of our land. And I need to say that the restoration of these dispossessed lands is a precondition. The restoration to the original caretakers of this land. You know, of the so-called 370 treaties that were made between the United States government and indigenous nations, does anyone know how many treaties were kept?
Zero.
Zero. Zero. Not one. Those treaties were mere matters of convenience to cater to the United States colonial system, because indigenous people understood that land could never be sold. It's not a commodity. As Duwamish Seattle said, you're going to sell the land, buy the land. What about buying the air, the water, the sea, the mountains, the forest, the plants? All for sale. So this land must be returned and restored to its original caretakers, for there to be any genuine peace and wholeness and viable and sustainable communities in this land. The spirits of those who have been exterminated in this hemisphere, as Leslie Silko talks about in her tribute in her book, Almanac of the Dead, 100 million in this hemisphere. The spirits of those are still here. Are still here. They have never gone away. And they yearn for a resting place in a truly re-spiritualized, truly decolonized, truly liberated Abya Yala Turtle Island. Similarly, the ancestors of the European people also need healing within Europe so that this cycle of violence and destruction can end. A people who fail to acknowledge the sacredness of their ancestors, the roots of their ancestors and their ancestors' roots, are destined to be perpetually ruthless. The spirits are still here, and we need to recognize that. The ideology of progress that drives our educational system. See, one of the problems we have is the United States in particular. It's found in other capitalist systems too. But the basis of our educational system is rooted in monetarism and materialism. And that's why our children, I have young children too, teenagers, grandchildren, are so depressed. They weren't meant to be materialistic. That's why they get so depressed. Because all they see around them is materialism, consumerism, obsession with money, privatized gain. That is not our true human nature, because we come from the earth. We are part of the nature of the Mother Earth. The ideology of progress is illusory. There is no such thing as progress. The earth does not make progress. Yes, we grow, but the earth does not make progress. The earth does not make progress. How can we make progress if the earth does not make progress? Right? We're supposed to be enlightened, educated. But the custodians of power, political, economic, educational, social power, all these people that control the corporations tell us we're making progress. That same ideology, that illusion of material progress, human beings are making that, has caused relentless and ceaseless extermination and genocide. For example, of the 150,000 grizzly bears that walked these western states, do you know how many are left today? Anybody? There were 150,000 grizzly bears walking the western states before Lewis and Clark made their Northwest expedition. Anybody have an idea how many are left today? 1,300. I have a picture of a grizzly bear when I get up in the morning, right on the dresser. And I say to the grizzly bear, "My relative, forgive me. You and your people are going to come back, like the wolf is going to come back. You're going to come back. Of the 40 million buffalo that walked these plains, the buffalo were deliberately exterminated because the colonial system knew that the Lakota people depended on the buffalo as an ancestor for life. 40 million buffalo, more buffalo here than the wildebeest in Africa. Most exterminated. Today there may be 5,000 to 10,000 buffalo left. Herds around Yellowstone. They say the buffalo have gone to a certain place and they won't come back because there's no healing of this land. Targeted for slaughter, pretext of brucellosis causing disease. In Michigan today, hunters are scrambling to secure licenses to kill wolves. Right today, one of the first persons to get was a Michigan congressman who got his $100 license to go hunting wolves because they claim that wolves are threatening sheep, cattle. Wolves are sacred ancestors to many indigenous people. Why is it that these creatures are seen as the enemies of human beings? That's why E.O. Wilson, retired Harvard biologist, reminds us after publishing 27 books, that discursive debates about life don't stop the ecocide or the genocide. He is dedicating the rest of his life to studying the ants and preserving the little creatures. As he notes, that 50,000 species are permanently disappearing each year. 50,000 species. And 3/4 of birds are quickly declining. 1/4 of all mammals are under lethal threat of extinction. I don't have a lot of time, but I want to say this. Do you realize that over the past 10 years, between 2003 and 2013, human activity has caused the destruction of more species of life than in the past 65 million years of the Earth? Is that troubling? Is that troubling? More destruction in 10 years than 65 million years. And we claim to be a superior species. We claim to know more than the dogs and the birds and the insects. You know, bird brain. Why is that? What does that mean for us? We see today that bees are being killed by nicotinoids, a substance found in pesticides used to eliminate pests from ground crops. 80% of monarch butterflies that migrate have been exterminated because of corporations like Monsanto. We say, stop Monsanto! Stop the genocide! Stop the genocide! Monsanto has a clear plan to control the world food supply and the patents. And we have the so-called Monsanto Protection Act in the Congress that facilitates that. So while this goes on, indigenous people continue to bear the brunt. Yucca Mountain, the Newa people in Nevada, Diné farmers face loss of cattle, sheep, water supplies. There are hundreds of drums of nuclear waste dumped off the coast of Hawaii that destroys billions of creatures of marine life. The indigenous Lenca people of Honduras are resisting the invasion of their sacred lands by the wealthy elites who expropriate water. The Yamamani, Guarani, Kayapo, Quechua, Sioka, and other indigenous peoples of the Amazon continue to resist the monstrous Belo Horizonte Dam being constructed, imposed on their lands, a project that will flood almost 50,000 Indians out of their homes and reroute portions of the sacred Amazon River. Closer to home, the Awemo Oyaki people are resisting right here with a blockade in Hermosillo in Mexico because they are tired of water being siphoned from their ancestral lands for commercial use. Today, the colonial state of Israel is working diligently to extract water from the Jordan River, just as Syria, Turkey, Iran, and Iraq struggle for access to waters of the Euphrates and Tigris rivers that are fast drying up. Seen to in the melting of the Arctic shelf, where millions of polar bears and walruses that are clamoring now for ice to live because of the melting of the Arctic glacier. The empire war is against all of Mother Nature. And the news is, World War III, if there is going to be a World War III, will not be over oil. It will be over water. And those water wars have started. So, I just want to say here in conclusion, because my time is up, that this is part of the same system that confines our people into prisons. That is something that is also very passionate to my heart. When we talk about land of the free, home of the brave, yes, you have to be very brave in order to live in the land of the free. Because the United States has 5% of the world's people, but 25% of the world's prisoners. The largest portion of prisons in the world, the prison industrial complex. 3,000 people on death row, half of them black, mostly people of color. United States executes more people than any other country in the world. We have between 5 and 10 million people involved in some level with the, quote, criminal justice system. More criminal than just. The military-industrial complex. Listen to this. The United States has spent $14.6 trillion on weapons and armaments and war since 2001. $14.6 trillion. That's equivalent to the United States gross national product. The United States spends $1.2 trillion a year on military armaments and expenditures and war, and quote defense, more than the rest of the 189 countries' defense budgets put together. You want to know why we're suffering? Why we're cutting food stamps? Why the government shut down? Can't pay people salaries? Health care? No more student grants? That's where our money is going. 60 cents of every dollar going into the military-industrial complex. And so all of these, together with the extreme temperatures that we are facing in terms of ice conditions and heat that continues to make life impossible, nuclear power, the destruction of the Amazon forest, which is now emitting carbon gases as opposed to absorbing them because of deforestation. All of this together reminds us that, in fact, we're living in a culture that is insane. We're forced to accept a dehumanizing, inhuman, anti-Mother Earth culture to live. And this is totally unsustainable. So when we say, tear down the walls of ignorance, tear down the walls of genocide, tear down the walls of capitalism, of greed, of materialism, and so that this earth might be restored to who she was, and we can be healed with our original mother. Thank you. Yes, yes. Asante, Sana, Miguel.